This is the Jeff West Tigers Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, David Bowen, head coach of the Jeff West Tigers. And, well, coach, last week you have your debut as the head coach there at Jeff West. A tough game. Go on the road at Perry LeCompton, who, again, is state runner-up from the last two seasons, and you fall 40-6. Did some good things, moved the ball at times, but ultimately Perry LeCompton was too much in the end. So, overall, just what were your thoughts on week one?
Well, as a new coach with a new program, I thought week one went really well. The kids responded to what I was asking from them to play all four quarters regardless of the score. They played hard all four quarters for us. I think we left a couple points out on the field that we should have had to make it a little bit closer game. But overall, I was very excited about the week one steps we took moving forward.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys did move the ball quite a bit there on Friday night. It just seemed like a couple of interceptions, penalties also held your guys back from being able to score. So is that something you look at and talk to the guys about, that just the little mistakes are what cost you on Friday?
Yes, and anybody around this game that's been in it for a while, you know, a lot of games come down to just a couple plays. And those couple plays really hurt us. Lots of missed tackles. Lots of drop balls, missed coverage, just week one things that we can clean up moving forward. We got together, watched film, and we hope to correct a lot of that stuff for our week two.
One guy I looked at, Caden Stones, your quarterback. I thought he played pretty well there on Friday. Had over 90 yards rushing and a touchdown. He also threw for a pass that probably would have been a touchdown if it would have been caught. So when you look at him, what did you see from him that you liked there on Friday?
Well, he is an all-around great kid, classroom leader, everything you can ask for, he'll give it to you. He has played running back most of his life. We moved him to quarterback, and you kind of got to look Friday night how we're going to use him. He's going to run and he's going to throw. I think he finished with 104 rushing and 112 throwing, one rushing touchdown, two picks. So that's something we can grow off of and learn. But he is learning that quarterback position, and he's just soaking it up. Me and him sit together and watch film and point out things that we think we could be better about this week.
And you look ahead now to this week, talking about that, Clay Center is the opponent. You'll go on the road to face Clay Center, and we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Jeff West Locker Room Chat. Welcome back on the Jeff West Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach David Bowen, and well, coach, this week, another tough opponent. You're going to go on the road and face Clay Center. They're a little bit different than Perry LeCompton. They're more of a pack it all in instead of Perry, who kind of spreads things out. So what are just some problems that Clay Center can present this week?
Well, to beat teams like Clay Center, you have to be willing to play more of team ball than them, and you have to show up ready for a physical game. So that's what we've been preaching all week, is got to play together and have to show up and be physical. They're going to, you know, run that ball, dive. And the kids have to be willing to sell out and do their responsibilities, cover their gaps, and play like a team.
That's also one of those teams, too, that you look at discipline going to be a big factor in this game as far as making sure guys stay in their right spots, stay in their right gaps against a team like Clay Center?
Yes, that's exactly what we've been preaching all week. You know, those kind of offenses, if one guy's out of alignment or takes the wrong job, that's when they gas you and hurt you. Every play, you have to be fundamentally sound and know your assignments, and that's exactly what we've been preaching to them all week.
I know most coaches say that, you know, the biggest leap a team makes is from week one to week two. So when you head into this week two game against Clay Center, what's the biggest thing you feel like you need to see that the guys correct from last week here into this week?
Play better as a team. Keep that positive energy for four quarters. Don't get down on yourselves. Always next play mentality. And we just need to clean up our offense a little bit. I felt like we left a lot out there on the field first week. If we take away those mistakes, week two should look a lot different for us offensively.
Well, coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. Good luck Friday against Clay Center.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, coach. Thank you. Again, David Bowen, head coach of the Jeff West Tigers, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. It's brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance here on FM 103.9 KNZA.